Now it's time for Words You'll Hear. That's where we unpack stories we'll be hearing more about by parsing some of the words associated with them. But today we're switching it up. This time we're going to tell you words you hopefully won't hear at the Oscars, which are on a week from today. For this, we're reprising a story that most people didn't hear because of breaking news. Now, about those rambling speeches that go on and on and on.
I got so many people to thank tonight, and first I'm gonna start it out with Taylor Hackford. I want to thank Crusader. I want to thank my agents. I want to thank Rick Kurtzman. I want
to
thank.
And then there
Steve
are those
Smith.
Awkward moments when the winners are encouraged to wrap things up with a musical hint.
I'd like to thank the U.S. distributor who did a great job for very little money. Oh, wrap up. Good. Okay, so quickly to the point. And to my Polish friends who are in front of the TV, the crew who are in the trenches with us and who are totally drunk now. And you are fantastic.
It's gotten so bad that Jack Black and Will Ferrell even made a routine out of it.
This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring. You're rambling on. No end in sight.
You're boring.
But this year, producers have vowed boring no more. They have told this year's nominees, no more names.
The idea is simple. They said, people don't want to see you fumbling with a piece of paper thanking an obligatory list of friends, family, and colleagues.
That's veteran film critic Leonard Maltin.
What everybody wants is to know how you feel at that moment. What is in your heart? That's what makes or breaks the Oscar show. Spontaneous, genuinely heartfelt moments. Not lists of thank yous.
So the show's producers have asked nominees for a list of everybody they would like to thank if they win. If they do make it onto the stage, the names will scroll across the bottom of the screen, leaving them free to use their allotted 45 seconds to say something else. Leonard Maltin acknowledges that all of this may seem heavy-handed, but
it's their only way of trying to put a lid on a show that can go on for days.
But if the past is any guide, it might be hard to keep that lid on. When Julia Roberts won the Best Actress Award for Erin Brockovich, she warned the orchestra conductor that she might be a while.
And sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick, so why don't you sit? Because I may never be here again.
Cuba Gooding Jr. used the Wrap It Up song as a soundtrack for his list of thank yous after winning for his role in Jerry Maguire.
I just want to, here we go, okay. The studio, I love you, and Cameron Crowe, and Tom Cruise, I love you, brother! I love you, man!
As for me, I'd like to thank NPR for giving me this incredible opportunity, especially my incredible team, Alexi, Jen, Kenya, Liz. I love you. Phil, Dustin, Augie, Janaea, Denise, Zach. I love you guys. Also, Jasmine, Jerry, Wendy, Quincy. I love you. And also my wonderful